NPR's Ann Garrels is in Baghdad. We spoke with her about 20 minutes ago. She told us about heavy fighting on the western edge of Iraq's capital, only a few miles away from her.
Iraqi eyewitnesses tell me a column of American tanks has again entered the city. The information minister was asked what the pounding was as he was briefing reporters, and he merely dismissed the question. The center of the city, though, I just want to say the center of the city actually is relatively deserted. It's towards the outskirts that I'm seeing more troops, a mixture of small Republican guard units, groups of Fedayeen, that's the fighting force created by Saddam's son after the Gulf War, ordinary soldiers, armed men in civilian clothes. We're seeing more units hiding in civilian houses along the main roads, running out of the city in all directions.
Ooh, what was that?
That's a sound of the fighting that we're having on the western in the western district of Mansoor.
Mm-hmm. Sounds
there
close.
Are a lot more tanks. Yeah, it sounds close. It is close. There are a lot more. There's a lot more tanks, heavy artillery in the city. I mean, for weeks it didn't seem like this city was prepared for a war, but now there are a lot more troops here.
Have you seen American forces? You've seen them?
Personally, no, only the remnants of yesterday's battle. The Iraqis took us on a tour of the southern district of Doura, where there was fierce fighting yesterday. You can hear it again. There's more shooting.
What do you see? Do you just hear it? Can you see anything?
I can't see anything. It's very foggy because of the smoke from all the oil fires. You really can't see anything. Today they showed us a tank, the American tank I had seen yesterday when I went out to this area. It looked like the U.S. had tried to put it out of commission since then. There was a large crater next to it, which hadn't been there yesterday. There were a lot of burned out carcasses of Iraqi military vehicles. The Iraqis had tried to clear away a lot of them, but in order to emphasize their version of events, which was this was a rout of the Americans. They claimed that there had been other American tanks destroyed, but there was no evidence of this. The information minister, incidentally, repeated his assertions again today that the Iraqis have beaten back the Americans from the airport. He said pictures to the contrary were illusions, propaganda by the enemy. And after the briefing, even some Iraqi officials had to snicker at the performance.
We've heard reports, there have been reports of large numbers of civilians who are fleeing Baghdad. Do you see evidence of what might be described as a mass exodus?
I've certainly seen masses of people leaving over the last couple of days. The numbers are down. People are still trying to leave. As evidence of this, you can see long lines around gas stations. But most Iraqis acknowledge it's now probably too late. They know it's getting much more dangerous as the Americans surround the city, despite what the Iraqi officials say. And now the Iraqi authorities have announced a new curfew from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Among the Iraqis that you've managed to speak to, what kind of reaction are you hearing about the American incursion into Baghdad yesterday?
You name it, I've heard it. Most are terrified at what the fighting for Baghdad's going to bring. But the range of responses, you know, go from hopes the war's going to be over soon to despair that Iraqi troops, you know, appear to have been overwhelmed. The fighters on the street, you know, appear determined to resist. There's also continued defiance, perhaps desperation, among some Iraqi officials, especially Iraqi party members, whose very existence is on the line. Today, some low-level officials apparently sincerely repeated the Iraqi claims that they've pushed the U.S. out of the airport. They also repeated rumors, now this is just a rumor, that Saddam Hussein himself had taken part in the rout at the airport, that he had, you know, let off some of the guns. You know, it's rumor, but they believe it.
NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad. Ann, thank you very much. Take care.
Thank you.